Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. I'm Michael McIntosh, your host, and this is a magical podcast to come into the wonderful feelings, the good vibrations that you've already attained, everything you want. And from that space, you will manifest your purest desires. So let's start by holding the vision and the feelings. So to begin, let's start by remembering a time when you were victorious, when you were successful. The more you realize and remember your past success, the easier it is to come into the feelings that you've attained what you want now. So think of a past success, something that you really wanted to create, to manifest in your life. And then you actually did it. And just remember that feeling of victory, that feeling of success, achievement, on having created that. That confidence, that power. Just bring into your awareness that good feeling. But yes, I did it. And just let that feeling grow and grow. There might be a color, there might be a certain vibration connected to the feeling. And might be movement. Just notice where that feeling of victory and success comes from. And notice it getting stronger and stronger. Radiating throughout your whole being. Just breathe that in, ground that into yourself. Just enjoying. And notice that this is invincible. You are invincible. This is a natural feeling that you have. And now, from that place of victory and success, hold in mind something you wish to manifest. Imagine jumping into the future, arriving in this reality where you have you have manifested it already. Keeping that feeling of victory and success in your being. And just breathe that in, that it is done, and you're feeling the good vibrations that it is done. Noticing what's different, noticing the shift in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your relationships. Just let that flow through your whole being and relax into that upgraded reality. Ah, yes, such a beautiful thing. Even 1 second of that experience is extremely powerful because you're changing your reality. Today we're diving into the importance of rest in order to create a better life. Many of us are achievers. We like to get stuff done. We like to be productive. We want to be doing stuff that moves things forward. And when we're not productive, we can feel like our time is being wasted. You know, people who want to manifest things typically also are action takers, because action is important. We have to do things as well as shifting our inner state. We have to change and upgrade our outer life as well. I was just chatting with a friend of mine who's currently in India, and she has got some strange illness, and she's a highly productive person, right? She gets so much stuff done normally in America. And she was saying, you know, this is the message, it's just to not do anything. And this is what I've noticed with myself and with many other people I work with. I know a lot of very successful entrepreneurs, and typically they don't stop unless they get sick. And I've been in the same category myself. I've learned through enough unnecessary illnesses and like weird things happening to me that it's so important to have that balance between push, getting stuff done, and resting and relaxing. So what is the benefit of taking rest? Because if we don't understand the benefit, we'll think there's no point. If I'm not productive, then I'm wasting my time. This is what the mind says. If I just sit around and don't do anything, I'm wasting time. I could have done so much stuff and I didn't do anything. Here's the main benefits. Number one is we're going to avoid getting sick. Not that we can completely avoid getting sick, but our chances of getting sick are reduced if we get better rest. Many people are sick because they're overworking. You know, stress and overwork and having burned out adrenals, and burnout is a real issue. I know a lot of people, and a lot of my clients, because I run a spiritual life coach training, they work with people who are burned out. So burnout is a real thing. And if we rest more often, get enough sleep, take days off, take half a day off, spend time lying down, reading, all these things, all these ways of resting actually are going to help us avoid getting sick, because it allows the body to recover. Today, I woke up late, actually, got plenty of rest. I did a meditation class that I normally do. I do a Zoom call meditation in the morning. Had a quick chat with my dad in England. Had some lunch, and then I spent the rest of the day sitting out in the sun reading a book. I read The Richest Man in Babylon, which I... You know, sometimes I just put my hand over the bookshelf and just close my eyes and just get a feel for which one. And I pulled that off the shelf. So I just read the whole thing. It's not a very long book. I spent about 4 hours out there in the sun. It was so wonderful. And I feel really, really good. Right? Part of my mind says, Michael, you should be doing work. What are you doing? I'm doing a podcast, right? So I wouldn't even be doing this. I thought, you know, I've been working so hard, it's time to rest. And I feel wonderful. I feel so good in my whole being because I haven't done anything, really. A little bit of meditation, holding the vision, lying down on this lovely reclining deck chair in the sun, just reading. Had something to eat, had something to drink, had more rest, read the book. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. And so this sort of thing, we normally think, oh, I'm so busy. But I'm going to get better ideas. I'm going to get more inspiration. I'll get more done by the end of the week because I took some time off than if I was constantly push. Because the other thing, not only do we feel better, not only do we get better rest, not only do we actually avoid being sick because we're looking after our health, we also can't function at a higher level all day long. Have you noticed that? Many entrepreneurs that I know have said that they realistically can't do more than 2 or 3 hours of good work a day. Most writers, yeah, professional writers, they say, look, I get up at 5 or whatever they get up. Normally 5 o'clock is quite common. They work between 5 and 7, maybe 5 and 8, maybe 9 at the most. And then they take pretty much the rest of the day off, or they might read what they wrote later on. They go for a walk, because after a certain point, we are no longer effective in anything we're doing. And the same is true with manifestation. If we're constantly working and stressing ourselves out and push, the energy that we have, the vibrations that we're coming at our life with, are low vibrations. They're stressed energy, stressed vibrations. So we're actually oftentimes doing too much and causing ourselves problems, right? Not only is it not productive, it's actually counterproductive. It's actually dangerous. When we get tired, we are prone to making mistakes. And then we have to rectify those mistakes, which takes more time. It would be better just to not do anything and then get some rest and then get back at it when we're fresh, and we will get more done in less time. So taking time off is such a wonderful thing. The other thing to be aware of is that our best ideas are infinitely more powerful than our worst ideas. And when we're stressed out, we can't see the difference between really good ideas and bad ideas, because everything's like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do this, and we just go down the list. But when we're refreshed and at peace with ourselves and we can think clearly, we can assess what the best thing is to do. And out of everything we have to do, there's going to be 20% at the most, which is really high level, and 80%, which is basically pointless. The 80-20 principle. Oftentimes it's more like 5% and 95%. When we're refreshed, we can see, that is the 5% I need to focus on. And if we just do those 5% things in a good space, we will be 100 times more productive by the end of the week or end of the month. Whereas when we're running around, we can't think like that because we're stressed. So we just think everything's important. I mean, it isn't all important. It really isn't. If you look back on the last year, just think about the last 12 months. How many of the things that you thought were important at the time, seemed urgent and important, turned out to have no benefit, no real impact in manifesting what you want? Yeah, I can think of loads of random things that I was doing that I could have just not done at all, and it wouldn't have made any difference, except I'd have more time. So there's always a handful of things when you look back that actually make a big difference, and we tend not to be doing that very much. And then there's loads of things that we're running around doing that aren't actually making much difference at all. And the only way to tell the difference is to take a bit of space to get some mental, emotional, spiritual space from it, and then calmly look at our life. And then we can see more clearly what's going on. So not only do you feel more relaxed, not only do you take care of your health and avoid illnesses and heal up if you have an illness, but you also figure out what the important things are. You also get better ideas, right? New ideas. Reading is such a valuable use of time, reading good books. So I was reading The Richest Man in Babylon, which I highly recommend you read. It's about wealth creation. Great book. And even though I, know a lot of the things mentioned in the book, it's good to remind ourselves and just to rethink about stuff. Like, one of the principles in The Richest Man of Babylon is to only, well, you have to save 10% of your money, right? I'll give you a quick overview. Live on 9/10 of your income. So whatever you get paid, take 10% of that and put it aside for yourself. Don't give it to anyone else. Don't spend it. Then use that 10% to invest in useful things so your money grows bigger. And that those investments you make need to be investments that are based on wise counsel. So people who are experts with growing money can give you advice on how to turn your 10% into more, right? Turn those gold coins, as it was back in those days in Babylon, turn your pieces of gold, make them work for you, and then all the silver and copper that comes out of it works for you as well. So you want to have compound interest, you want to have wise investments of various kinds. Only invest in things that you understand that make sense. And it made me think about crypto. Crypto has the potential to make a lot of money, but it also, more realistically, is a dangerous investment for most people. As most people realized when it all crashed, right? So we want to think about what we're doing. If you understand how crypto works and you have got wise counsel and you've got a proper plan, then that's a different story. But a lot of the time, people don't know what they're doing and they're just throwing money away, and it's just literally just a waste of money. If you want to gamble for fun and you don't mind losing the money, then fair enough. But these are just some of the things, right? I'm just giving you a very broad. But the cool thing about the book is it's all stories, and so you learn through the stories. So when you take time off, you can read, you can learn new things, you get new ideas. Your body can relax. You can tidy up things calmly, get organized. And because you're in a higher state of consciousness, because you're more relaxed and at peace with your life and with the world, you're going to be able to do things and feel the vibrations to manifest what you want a lot more easily and a lot more gracefully. It's much easier to come into the feeling of having attained when you feel wonderful and rested. It's very hard to come into the feeling of your vision and what you want when we are running around in a state of crisis and panic. So we're not doing ourselves any favors by working constantly and stressing ourselves out. So how can you do it? How can you take more time? Just think about it. Where could you make more time? And before your mind says, oh, but I can't. I could easily tell you that I've got no time to spare at all, and I've got millions of projects I have to do and run. I could easily say the same thing. We're all busy. We all have too many things going on. But when can you just take real time off? And time off means doing relaxing things that genuinely refresh you. Genuinely refresh you. I just went outside. It's the winter here, right? I'm in Sedona. It's January, time of recording. It's been really cold. And I went outside and there's this part of the house, south facing part, right next to the house, where the sun bounces off the house and the wall gets warm. And I just sat there, I put a chair there and I thought, this is actually hot. And I had to take my shoes off. And then I put shorts on, took my t-shirt. You know, I had my t-shirt on and I was sitting there. It was like sunbathing in the sun. I'm just surprised, actually. So I just sat there for hours and hours and I feel really, really wonderful. You might not be able to do like days and days at a time. I don't recommend days and days either, but like 2 hours, 3 hours, reading a book, relaxing, getting more sleep, going to bed early, going for a walk calmly, doing something that you like to do that is refreshing and doesn't involve thinking too much, working too much. Your subconscious mind is going to give you ideas in that silent, calm place. That's when it starts to reveal itself. It doesn't reveal itself to us when we're running around stressed out. So tune into it. How could you make a little bit more time for some rest? Could just be lying down in your bed, getting a nap. You can also visualize what you want when you're lying down. You can be going for a walk. Something genuinely relaxing, preferably outdoors if possible, in nature, or somewhere comfortable in your space. You just tune into it and make up a little plan. Maybe book your calendar. Book it in your calendar so that you know this is the time to do nothing, to do less. So congratulations in advance. You'll feel so good. Your whole life will improve. You'll manifest what you want easier, and you'll also know what those key things are that actually are going to make a big difference. And then you can do those things from a refreshed space. When I think about the state of technology nowadays, people have worked so hard for so many years, right? For such many, hundreds of years, right, thousands of years if you think about it, to produce the technology. And the point of the technology was supposed to improve our quality of life. That's why people have been producing technology, to try and make things easier, make them more efficient, make them more effective. So we now have all these tools, right? And if we use them wisely, they actually can make our life better. But only if we use them wisely. And in this case, we probably need to turn them all off. You know, I turn everything off and just enjoy being away from it. And then you can set up your tools and tech tools to systemize and automate things for you. So why not enjoy? We're living in the future. We're living in the future that people imagined in the past. So why not enjoy it? If you watch an episode of The Jetsons, right? The Jetsons, the cartoon, right? Not that I recommend watching lots of The Jetsons. The Jetsons is, you know, set in the future, right? And if you look at it, they were having lots of leisure and they had all these fun things and they had it was like a vision of the future. We can have a sort of Jetsons-style life if we want. But we have to be careful how we spend our time. We can live in the future that people imagined, but we need to learn how to take rest. Leisure is a huge part of success, and it leads to more success. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I know you're going to get stuff done afterwards. It's not a big deal. And that's going to allow you, as you spend the time relaxing, to hold the vision, to feel it in your body, to send out those wonderful vibrations all around you, and everything will get better and better and better. So wishing you every success, wishing you lots of rest and healing and harmony and peace and good feelings, health and wealth and happiness. Talk to you soon. Many blessings.